Hey guys, and welcome to Personality Bingo with me, your host, Tom Moran. This week on the show, we have India Mullen. India is an actress based here in Dublin for the moment. She is probably best known for her work on Red Rock, where she plays Katie Kiley, but you may also have seen her in numerous shows around town in the various theatres that Dublin City has to offer. A massive thank you to India for doing it right off the bat. I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. I really did, and it was really great to talk to her. Obviously, the first episode came out last week. It was incredible. Even in advance of listening to this one, if you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button. It would be incredible. And then swipe over to your left and give us those 5-star reviews. It would be amazing. We climbed to 50 in the charts last week, which was incredible, and it would be great to stay up there, but I'm not going to bother you about that anymore until the end. This is India Mullen playing Personality Bingo with Tom Moran. Tom Moran's Personality Bingo. 60 balls in here.
Okay.
I have a sheet here with 60 questions on it.
Right.
I'm going to put 60 minutes on a little timer. You can see a little theme going. You've got like a 60 theme going. And then I'm going to give you this card. I've never done this on mic before, but I think this is a pretty fun part. So I picked your first number with the random generator, okay? So you got number 8 to start with.
Right.
How do you feel about number 8?
It generally as a number.
As a number.
Yeah, I'm happy with number 8.
All right.
It's a nice number.
Okay, we'll go again.
It's an even number. I like even numbers.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else you get. Number 42. Another 42? Even number.
Okay. So, okay.
We're just going to get...
So these are my bingo numbers.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Number 50.
50.
Okay.
Listen, it's all even.
Number 10. Jeez. This is weird.
This is weird. Imagine it was all prime numbers.
This is like the law of attraction in...
Yeah, it is.
Are these all prime numbers so far?
No. Okay. No, I'm joking. I'm just saying. I'm a bit... really super weird.
We fucked it up. It's 15. But I feel like if you're going to get a non-even number, that's the
on
last
a
one
five,
to get.
Yeah.
And I'll let you pick your last number.
Oh, right, okay.
It's your lucky day. I'm so good to India.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. What are you going to go for?
22. Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
60 minutes on the clock. I'm gonna give it a go, right? 1, 2, 3, boom, and we're off. Okay, here's our little bingo machine. Let's see what comes out. First
such
number. Is there anything you're hoping for right off the bat?
Questions.
A number.
Oh, a number?
Yeah.
My numbers, the numbers on the bingo.
Well, pick a number that you want.
Okay, 42.
42? Oh, it's 50.
Oh
my God.
I do have that though.
This has never happened before. Oh my God, that's incredible.
It's a post-Christmas miracle.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow, I'm kind of... Oh, the fear's in me now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like everyone took like a half an hour to get their first number.
Oh.
This is unprecedented. The listeners are going wild. Okay, here we go, number 50. Oh, we're going kind of right in like kind of introspective. It doesn't stay like this.
Okay, wow.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, Tom, I feel like I'm going to be giving you loads of blanks here. I'm like, ugh.
That's all right.
Best piece of advice I've ever received.
Yeah. It is a bit inside the actor's studio. It doesn't have to be about acting. It's just
is.
About the world, like
yeah,
life.
Yeah, it's one about the world. I'm trying to think what I can say without it being like getting super personal. A good piece of recent advice I had recently was I was sitting around the table with my mother and my sister and my sister-in-law. And I think there was something going on. I was upset about something, and my mum was like to my brother, "You hop in and give what do you think about this, Ben?" And he was like, "All I think is you can't control what's happening, and all you know is that there's a good lesson in this about you for yourself, and that's all." And I was like, "That's brilliant because it's so true."
Yeah.
I just thought it was really good because then from then on I was like, you can't, especially in our job, you can't control anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to like make sure that you're responsible for the way you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just to start up on a really deep emotional note.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, that's
I mean,
good.
That's a great piece of advice. And I'm just kind of blown away that you got an actual number off so fast. I don't think you understand
I know,
how
I'm
crazy
pretty,
this is.
Really?
Wow.
Why is everyone else not?
The fear is in me now. Okay, all right. All
okay.
Right. Okay, let's,
cool.
let's just keep that momentum going.
Brilliant.
Thank you. All right. Okay, second number is number 34.
Number 34. Oh, I don't have that.
Okay, don't worry about it. That's all right. So, okay, how do you feel about your hometown? First of all, where are you from?
I'm from Sandy Cove.
How do you feel about it?
It's really interesting because I've just moved back there and I'm going for loads of like little strolls on the seafront and I'm like, God, I'm so lucky to live beside the sea. And when I'm away from it, I miss the sea so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like it physically. I'm live on air. No, I'm not live. Yeah, it's funny. Like, I love it. And I have so many friends out there and my family are out there. It's home, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's a funny one. I wouldn't like to live, I don't think, in a small South Dublin town.
Yeah.
It's quite, you know yourself, same with anywhere, but like South Dublin is a very particular little bubble mm-hmm. that I don't think necessarily suits me very well. Yeah. So I love it and I'm grateful for it. But yeah, I don't think I'd live there when I am older. Yeah. Maybe I would.
What was it like to grow
up? Just live in the sea on a boat.
Yeah. I was watching Striking Out. Did you watch that at all?
Yes, I did.
You know your man at the end and he just lives in his little boat? Like,
I know.
A fucking bad idea.
It's so good. And his coffee shop is so gorgeous as well. I was like, I wish that wasn't a set. I want to go there.
Yeah, he's a very handsome little like hipster American man.
He's a very handsome man as well. Yeah. But yeah, they're all great. Striking Out, I was
totally into it.
So was I.
Really liked it.
So into it. And they're
actually
all brilliant.
Emmett should come on to it. He's brilliant.
Emmett is amazing in it.
He's really brilliant in it. But what was it like to grow up in Sandy Cove? Was it like a good place to grow up and like...
Yeah. Like,
do you still have friends from like home that you'd still be in touch with? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm still friendly with all of them. I've got like, you know, I've got kind of my, the people I went to college with, I probably see more regularly, mm-hmm. but I've got a group of friends out there that I'm still really close with. Yeah. I actually met them last week.
It's nice. It's important to have that, I think, as well.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, God, like I can't complain in any way. It was lovely. Like, really, really nice.
Great. Yeah. All right, awesome. We go again?
Awesome. Let's go.
I haven't said awesome in ages. That was a bit 2014 of me.
Anyway, yeah.
Sorry, let's not judge
it. It's a bit American of you.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah. Number 33.
Great. Number 33. I don't have that either.
Okay. What's your least favourite word, India?
My least favourite word... I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Anything that I don't know, would you come at it from the point of view of like something that sounds awful?
Yeah, probably.
Or something that like you don't like to hear from like auditions? Just talking
to
that mic.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Sorry, no, it's
no, because I like... I'm going to go with sound because I love the word bagpipe.
Oh.
Bagpipe.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Bagpipe.
And I'd never think of that.
Yeah, it's good.
Butcher pup.
Yeah, pip.
Yeah.
So probably I'm going to go with... There. It's so boring.
Yeah.
It's needed, it's necessary, but like, it's not a very exciting word, is it?
Yeah, it's true.
That's definitely not my least favourite word. I don't know.
It's a pretty good answer, though. I don't think anyone else ever give that.
I don't know.
No, I'll take it.
I suppose, like, yeah, there's also like bad, like bad words like hate and things like that.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll just go with sounds.
There. I'm kind of impressed with that. That was very original. I think that's,
Actually, no, I like that.
Yeah, well, we can call this episode The Indian Muppets. Oh, yeah, The is much better than that as well.
The?
Yeah. Makes it sound a bit Shakespearean as well.
It does, doesn't it?
Number 35, you've got 33, 34, and 35 very, like, in a row.
Weird.
That's bizarre. Anyway.
Interesting.
Maybe that means, like, you're going to have a really interesting period in your life in your, like, early to mid-30s.
Ooh, I think so.
Do you have any weird, this isn't the question, by the way.
Okay.
Do you have any weird, like, point? I've always had this thing in my head, don't know why, and I'm not 24 yet. I'm 24 in May. I've always had this thing that 24 is going to be, like, a really...
Your golden year.
Yeah, no, like, or I'll die. Like, something really significant is going to happen. Like, I'll something great, like, career-wise, like, I'll meet the love of my life, I'll die. Something really important is going to happen.
Wow, okay.
Don't know why.
That's interesting, because, like, I think a lot of people... get hung up on 27 because of the 27 club.
Yeah.
It's like, will you make it past that age?
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, I don't really have a specific number, but I do think and hope that I hope I'm going to be one of those people that like will age and get better with age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of being in my 40s and being, I mean, that's not even old. I just mean that, you know, I'm always really attracted to like women that are attracted in a non-sexual way, to women who are like in their late 30s and 40s and they're just super comfortable in themselves. Mm-hmm. They know what they're about. They're, you know, they're usually doing cool stuff in their career no matter what their career is.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool age.
It's a really cool age.
I like late 30s. Yeah. I want to be like...
Me too.
All settled and...
All the people that I admire, I realise, are like minimum like late 30s, like 36 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I guess you just get all that like probably, I don't know, probably all the stupid stuff that I'm like wasting my time thinking about and doing now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe I know that's what you mean. I think you just get less self-conscious. I already think you do. Like, I already feel like, well, obviously, you get less and less self-conscious as you get older.
Yeah.
So, yeah, another 10 years of less self-conscious.
Yeah, and then it'll be grand. All right, sure, I should ask you the question. I should play the game that I made. Yeah. What's the worst job you've ever had?
I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had many bad jobs. Mm. Like, a lot of my jobs have been just in the service industry, but none of them have been too bad. I have a friend. I'm answering the question for someone else. I have a friend who worked in a hospital, cleaning hospital bins, and some of the stories are kind of nightmarish. So now, since hearing that, I kind of consider myself very lucky.
What can you give us one of the nightmares?
Clearing, like, lifting placenta off the floor.
Did he eat any of it? Isn't that good for
pretty
you?
Bad. Yeah, apparently you can't eat it, or you should eat it.
I think you'd need someone's permission, though.
Be a bit weird. Oh, no, not someone else's placenta.
Oh, you can't eat someone else's placenta?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, they do that at some things, don't they? I don't know. I feel like I'm going to culturally put my foot in this here. But I know that they say that it has loads of nutrients in it, so the woman who's just had the baby should eat the placenta.
Yeah, to regenerate whatever things were lost during the pregnancy.
Interesting, isn't it? Ooh, I'm not great on meat, so I feel like that would be even too, you know, that would be.
Are you veggie?
I'm not a veggie, no, but I cook mostly vegetarian food, and I'd rather eat vegetarian food than meat.
Yeah, cool.
Are you a veggie?
No, I'm not.
Am I allowed to ask you? I'm not really asking.
You can. It's a conversation. But
okay.
Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. But I thought I had to stick to this and not ask you a question. So I've been very one-sided.
Like, kind of like, I won't like anything big. Like, are you a veggie? Is fine.
Okay.
I won't give you a big monologue. Like, this is all about you. It's all about you. It's great, really, isn't it?
All about me.
Okay. Let's see what else we got in here for you. This costs like 13 quid in Argos. Like, people are going to be sick of me saying that because I've said it sometimes. Bingo's actually really fun. I went
Did you get it for free and you're promoting it?
It really should
be. We're going to give this to you if you sell it for us.
Yeah, actually, it really should be. That's a good point. Anyway, number
13.39 in Argos.
Yeah, right. Be fine. Argos would be like the best sponsor ever.
I know, wouldn't it? They sell everything.
Yeah. Okay, Argos, if you're listening, India is endorsing you to sponsor us, so I think it's a winning combination. All right, number 43. What is your biggest downfall when it comes to being healthy?
Sugar.
Yeah.
Easy. Everyone's probably.
Yeah, probably.
I really like healthy food. Mm. I don't mind healthy food at all. No problem with it. But then, actually, I'm not great on salads. I'm really not good on salads. But I'll eat something warm and healthy and delicious, and then directly after, I'll have like 3 chocolate bars or, you know?
Yeah.
That's my worst.
Like, is it a case like famine or feast? Are you like, you'll have like a chocolate bar like every day like of your life? Or like, if you're going to have one, then you're like, that's great, I'm going to have like another 2.
A little bit of both. So at the moment,
3
I'm...
3 chocolate bars every
day. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd say I have like 10 a day. At the moment, I'm trying to be really healthy. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get through the day. So what always happens is I start off really well, and then it comes to like dinner time.
Yeah.
And I'm so done with healthy food that I just have something really shit, or else I just eat loads of bad things afterwards.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to curse? I just
said. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, grand.
Yeah, fucking right you are.
Fucking great.
That didn't even fit in my mouth. That's not something I would say. I just couldn't think of a way to fit. like affirm your question with a curse in it.
Okay, thanks.
Fucking right you are.
Make me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You seem, you got like a healthy glow about you. That makes
sense.
Oh,
thanks.
Must be all that placenta
probably
your friend's been stealing. Okay. Number 24. No, you had 22.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You kind of forgot about your numbers.
Yeah,
that's good. You were just
did
in it. Yeah, I like that. All right. Number 24. Did you ever get detention in school?
Oh, yeah.
If so, what was your most memorable offence?
Oh, easy. Well, okay, so...
like this?
When I was in school, like... I was not, in fairness now, I went to a super strict, like, all-girls Catholic school. So, you know, you didn't really need to do much for it to be offensive.
You don't have to name it, I'm just kidding.
No. But I was in detention really regularly. My poor mother and the teachers that had to come in on a Friday morning. Yeah, I was always in detention, like, always.
I thought you'd have been very good in school.
I know everyone says this. I kind of cleared up my act in the later years because I became a big nerd and loved art and loved classical studies. So I was like, I'm actually just really interested in this now. I'm not going to bother. Mm-hmm. But like in the early part, I just like walked in. I was just really bald. I think probably the most memorable, just because it was the funniest, was we were in the science lab one day, and we were doing a thing with Bunsen burners, and my friend Holly was my partner in crime and everything. Like, we used to like leave class and have water fights and stuff. And then on this particular day, the poor teacher had given Holly and I a Bunsen burner to share, and I don't know why it went out at one stage. And at the beginning, it was actually really innocent. We were told not to light it with anything else, but Holly just scrolled up a piece of paper, lit it, and went to light the other one. And then we were like, oh no, it got out of control. I think we kind of found it a little bit funny and might have like put something else in the mix. Yeah. But then it got really out of control, and I asked to go to the bathroom to get water to put it out, or to get like just something to put it out.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I could see from the window underneath Holly's bench, like just smoke rising from underneath it. And I was like, no. So by the time I got into the classroom, the teacher had seen what was happening, and we got written on our detention slip for dangerous behaviour in the science app. Whatever way it was put, it really sounded like we were serious pyromaniacs, but it was actually way more innocent than it was. But that was just really, really funny, because I was super proud of my, it sounded like we were like actual criminals the way she had written it.
Yeah. Remember those Bunsen burner days, man?
Yeah, I know.
I was so bad at science.
Awful. I know.
So stupid about maths and science.
I loved science, but I loved biology, but like not the other ones.
Right.
It's so funny, isn't it? It's wasted on you when you're in school, because right now I'd love to go back and sit down and learn it all.
I was thinking about this shit.
I regret being such a little shithead.
Yeah. And I just know nothing about the world. I don't know how anything works. Like, sometimes I just put something in the microwave and I'm like... anything. I don't know how anything works.
Is this the real story of how your landlord kicked you out of the house?
I just put my wet laundry in like the microwave.
Exactly. Dry it. Drying. That's how I dry it. In fairness, I have taken to toaster cooking.
Toaster cooking?
Yeah. You put potato waffles in the toaster.
Oh, I did that drunk recently. When I went back home. I think I did that on Christmas Eve. Or no, the day after, Stephen's Day. It wasn't that nice. I think you have to give them two. I had to give them two goes. You need to give them two pops, I think. That was the key. Would you just give them the one pop?
I can't remember. I think so, yeah. I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. How would you have your waffles? Would you have them plain, or would you have them with some ketchup?
Some ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm not really one of those people who like does weird things. Like puts like, you know, the way some people like ice cream and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Not really into that.
No.
How do you feel about that?
No, I've never done it. Never tried it. I'm a bit bit conservative in that way, I guess.
So am I. I'd stick to the ketchup, you know.
The last place, I've kind of had like bad house luck. You're making me sound like a bad housemate. I'm a great housemate. If anyone's listening, he's a housemate, okay? But the last guy I was with before I moved into this place is in Harold Cross. This like really cool apartment, potentially. Its major flaw was its other tenant. This guy, right? Just really messy, and he'd do mad stuff. Like, he'd eat in the toilet and just leave like plates, and he'd find chips in the radiator. First of all, there'd be Domino's boxes everywhere. Like, he was like a biker. Like, I had a motorbike, and kind of a heavy guy, like smoked inside. A really nice person.
Absolutely.
Had some questionable views and stuff, but like a nice, fundamentally like good hearted guy. But what he'd make for breakfast at the weekends mainly, he'd get like a two slices of bread, and he'd butter either side of them, put them in the toaster, which I just think is fundamentally dangerous. Anyway, then he put like peanut butter, then he put jam, then he put smoked salmon, and then it could be anything. It could be anything. You could have ketchup, you could have mayonnaise, just outrageous. And like
that is so sick. You can't do that.
He'd munch away in it, and he'd be
disgusting.
And he listened to this death metal, but like instead of like having like singers over it, there was like flautists like playing the flute.
Wow.
Over it. He was just an absolute character.
He sounds kind of amazing. I said ew, but that's quite judgmental. I mean, I've never tried it, so it could be good.
Oh, he's just a crazy man. But anyway,
I want to try that. I'm curious.
Well, you can let me know how you get on.
That is gas.
All right. Okay. Let's see what we got. Number three. No, okay. You started well. We're going a bit slow, but don't lose faith. Tell us about a time when you laughed until you cried.
Okay. This is so funny, because the first thing that comes into my head is another school story.
Yeah, I think mine is too.
I think it's because in adult life, you're allowed to laugh. So
yes.
You rarely get that kind of... Because this particular one... I mean, I've laughed loads since then as well. But just the first thing that comes to my head was... God, actually, I don't want to offend someone with this story. Okay, I'm just going to go for it.
Go for it.
I'm so sorry to anyone who respects Catholic bells. But it was just because we were told we couldn't laugh.
Yeah.
So there was a big, huge, like there was a really, it was a really big event that this sacred bell was coming to visit our school.
Sacred bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we all, it was like, you know, they were putting up like art on the walls all week to make the school look different because people were going to bring the bell for us to see. And we had a big assembly and we all had to sit and wait for this bell to come in. So the choir, the school choir, who was amazing, were all singing and we all had to stand up and welcome the bell. I'm like, I actually, it was just so surreal. It was like something that would be on Father Ted.
Yeah.
Like there's all these girls, like everyone had to have their uniform perfect. We were all standing for a bell. An inanimate object who was coming to our school.
Yeah.
And like if it was a person of any sort, I would completely, absolutely, but it was a bell. That's why it just sounded so funny. So it came in the back and it was going past us. And like there was a row of us, loads of us were like absolutely shaking with laughter. You know that feeling when you're like, oh my God, stop. But I was in absolute bits. There was tears streaming down my face and like got a knock on my shoulder from the vice principal. And he was like, stop laughing. And the more he told me to stop, the more like I saw I was like sweating, like I was fully dripping in sweat, bawling, crying while we waited for this bell. Oh, it was just the funniest thing.
That's
anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was...
That's a great story.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's a great story.
It was really funny.
That was brilliant. All right. Love that. Okay, number 56.
56.
You got it? No?
No.
Okay. I said you had really vigorous like response at the start and now you're kind of like 56.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't.
It's okay. what do you think people's first impressions of you are?
Oh, that depends on the day.
Sure. I had a very good first impression of you.
Did you?
Yeah, did you?
When do we meet?
I don't know, but it was definitely socially and I had a very good first impression. I definitely did. I don't remember when it was though.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. I had a good impression of you. Well, like, I don't remember our exact first meeting.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have had a bad one.
I don't know.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm particularly like, I don't know, you see, it depends. It really does depend. I'd say you could either think that I'm like, you know, pretty conservative and balanced, or you could be like, whoa, mm-hmm. depending on the day. I think I can sometimes be a bit over chatty.
Yeah, I think I can do that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's probably like a nervous thing as well.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, trying to like please people. I think I'd probably...
That's a really hard question. I don't know. Do you know the answer
question.
To that for yourself?
For myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think similar. I think I do come across as very nice and friendly or disingenuous.
Yeah.
And it's probably somewhere in between, actually.
Like, yeah.
I think when I first meet someone, I want to put them at ease. And I think my, like, from being a kid, I like always use like my smile as like a disarming like mechanism.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah,
I
you have a very big smile.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like it is warm. Like it is true. Like I'm quite like a like warm and happy person like sometimes. But I think yeah that's my like go to thing to like meet people.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So yeah, but you could also be like, that guy is full of shit. Why I've never met him. Why is
No, I've never got like ingenuine at all.
Yeah.
I think that's a true one. I think I probably do that as well. And yeah, I try to be like positive and upbeat, obviously, when you're meeting somebody. But sometimes I can be pretty bad if I like really, like I'm quite opinionated. So,
okay.
So if I, like if I met Donald Trump, I couldn't, I'm not even going to go into that.
Yeah.
But I just mean like that kind of thing. He's just like such an obvious example of like, if I really, really disagree with something, yes. I really find it so hard to like do the smiley.
Yeah, totally. And it's weird as well then. I think I respond kind of differently if I'm meeting like people on a one-on-one basis. Like I definitely would respond differently like if I'm meeting a guy or a girl.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
That's interesting.
I think I would, yeah, with like a guy, I think I'd have more of like I think I'd make less of an effort to do that like smiley thing. I'd just be like, oh, like,
really?
Just a lad. Yeah, yeah. I think
do you have siblings?
Yeah, two brothers.
Two brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting.
Yeah. So I think
it's familiar then probably.
Yeah. So it's kind of more like shake hands and be like how's it going? Like whereas with like if I was meeting like a girl, and I don't think it's like an attractive like
no,
thing.
No, absolutely.
I think
it's like not necessarily a
yeah, it's I don't think it's a sexual thing necessarily. I just think it's like I feel more of a need to like kinda put at ease or something, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of maybe to lower my like to lower my like level of threat with a big smile or something like that. Whereas yeah. with a guy, I wouldn't do that. I'd just be
I
like,
know what you mean. Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure we all do that a little bit.
I'm sure.
I don't really know my different. I just ask that because like I have two brothers and a sister.
Right.
So our house is like completely
balanced,
mixed.
Yeah. So it's 3 and 3 in your house.
Yeah, like my parents are both in the house. So yeah. Well, not anymore. None of us live.
Yes.
There
yeah, yeah.
But well, I do now. But but yeah. So yeah, it's always been pretty balanced. So I'm don't really like, yeah. I don't find a big. I also have a huge family full of cousins. So I'm right. kind of, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see gender as much.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Let's do it again. See what we got. We got number 47.
I don't have it.
You got all those. You got all those even numbers. So any of those. Okay.
Oh, this. Yeah, the machine is favoring odds.
Yeah, I know. Interesting. The machine is it's a mysterious being. And this question hasn't come up before. What is your biggest career disappointment?
I don't know. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I can't think of anything offhand. Obviously, like there's a lot of disappointments, as you well know. Uh-huh. Like as every actor knows. But like not to sound like I'm so positive, I've got this all under control. But I really don't ever go into auditions or meetings or anything expecting the job. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean by that? Like it's not a negative thing. It's just that I think some people, when they don't get a job, it's like they've lost something. It's like something's been taken from them. Mm-hmm. And I kind of don't get that, because to me, it's like a bonus if you get it. So like it's really nice to meet people. You're going to meet some interesting people, mm-hmm. and then you go away, and the odds are your life continues the same or you get a job that you wanted.
Yeah.
So like, I actually genuinely am like, I tend not to get like really disappointed.
Yeah.
Even if I really wanted, I just like try really, really hard to trust that like it's just whatever you need to learn next. Like I've been working in a restaurant for a good few months now, and that's taught me so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's probably taught me things that I really needed going into whatever my next job is as mm-hmm. well.
What, do you mind me asking, what kind of things? Like you feel it's taught you?
I think it's really important as an actor to work really, really hard somewhere and not get praise mm-hmm. or feedback. Because mm-hmm. I think in our job, it's one of the most dangerous things of our job is that a lot of the time you're constantly getting either praised or judged or whatever. And sometimes people can either, that can damage them mentally, or it can end up being the thing that they strive for when they're working.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's so important just to have a work ethic for the sake of work mm-hmm. and not expect somebody else's approval or appraisal of it.
Yeah. That's really, really, I've never thought about it like that. That's really smart.
Yeah. So I suppose it's been good, and it's just been like, it's been really nice to kind of just work and just like, it's, yeah, that's it. I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great answer. Else. You're the first person who got that, and you just killed it with a great answer.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Number 16. No.
I don't have it either.
No, sweet 16. All right.
I'm
okay.
just going to like slightly change my 16 to 16.
Yeah. Number 16. What are your memories of 9/11?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh God, I was really young, I think. I was so young, you know.
Yeah.
No, God, I shouldn't even joke about anything on that subject.
Ryan was in yesterday. He made loads of 9/11 jokes.
Did
so
he?
Yeah, he's a comedian though. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm definitely not. I'm really bad at that like bold humor. I'm like
would you ever
super
do stand-up
PG.
Comedy?
No, I'd be the worst stand-up comedian.
You think?
I'm so fussy about stand-up comedy. I would jump to saying I generally don't like stand-up.
Right.
Bar a few.
Yeah.
A few people.
Yep. Yeah.
But I love it to be outrageous and really dark. But then, I don't know. I suppose I'm being like good now that I'm on the mic. I probably have darker humor, but I know.
Filter yourself. It's all.
Yeah.
It's all
in good. I don't know. My memories was. Yeah, I remember being in school and getting home and not really getting what had happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think I knew what the Twin Towers were.
Yeah.
But I remember just being like, God, that's so sad. And
were you frightened of it? Do you remember like seeing it being like, shit, is that going to come to Dublin?
No, not at all. That never even occurred to me.
Yeah, I had that.
Did you have that? Yeah, you thought it was going to come to Dublin?
Yeah, and I remember I was going over to London to see my first ever football match. I remember my mum like freaking out. I remember being on the plane over to London. Sorry to hijack your answer. I remember being on the plane over to London. Hijack was the wrong word there. I remember being on the plane over to London and freaking out because I looked out the window. I was like, oh my God, that is something there. And he's like, Tom, that's just the wing of our plane. And I thought it was someone coming to get us. So like it really like
seeped
into like... My
no,
psyche.
It's weird that I didn't have that because I was such a worried child. But I didn't. Yeah. But I do. It's funny because that wasn't a threat to me in my mind, but something that was, I remember, was speaking of England, was do you remember Sellafield was a big thing for ages and Ali Hewson was like campaigning and everything shut it down. So one day we turned on the news in the house and there was a thing on RT and it was like Sellafield has just like you know exploded. It was like
if you haven't gotten
do you remember those tablets that everyone had to get?
The iodine
it was
tablets.
Like if you haven't gotten your iodine tablets, like please like contact your local pharmacy directly right now, like all this kind of stuff. And it was like full high alert, like and oil and everything, so real. And we're all in the sitting room, my whole family, we were like, no! And like everyone was like quietly just panicking. I was hysterically panicking. Then my parents were like, okay. And then cut to 10 minutes later, goes on an ad break and it's like, the banner comes up and it's like, what would happen if Sellafield... Oh, you're like,
remember
you
that
can't do that
so well.
Did that happen to you as well?
I swear to God.
How was that allowed?
How was that allowed? That was insane. Why was it not a constant banner going under?
Exactly. This is like, not
this is
real.
Fiction. This is fiction. Yeah. Oh my God. It was insane. I'm so glad you said that.
Wasn't it insane?
That was... no one else is going to know what we're talking about probably. Well, no, if it happened to two of us, I'm sure it happened to countless other people.
Yeah.
Because that would have been before like, yeah, like the like, you know, it was like... You know, social media and like the internet was like the force that it is now. Like, you know, I would sit around the telly. I remember sitting there with my mum, random evening, terrified.
Yeah.
Oh.
It should have been illegal.
That's crazy.
Gas. Anyway, that was.
Great.
That was my.
You're killing it today. It's great. Had loads of fun. Okay, number 12. Gemma?
No.
Okay. Number 12. This has come up every time. But you're the first female on, so I'm quite happy that you're going to answer this. Are you worried? It did sound like a bit of a worry.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried now.
No, it's a good question.
Okay.
If you had the opposite set of genitals for a day, what would the first thing you would do be? What would be the first thing you would do? That's what I should have said.
What would be the first thing I do with opposite
with
genitals?
With a penis, basically.
With a penis.
Assuming that you don't have a penis currently.
Currently, I don't.
Okay.
Not at the minute.
Why did you wink at me there?
What would I do? I'd like, I just wee standing up.
Would you?
Maybe, I don't know.
You wouldn't
I'd
be tempted to
that.
Just like knock one off in the bathroom?
Yeah, no, I probably would, but like, I don't know.
First thing, would you want to wee first?
First thing, no. Oh God, like, that's so hard. Okay, literally like the first thing I would do.
First thing. Even if maybe you just had one for like if you, yeah within that first 5 minutes.
I'd probably just stand in the mirror and laugh. I'd be like, look at this.
Just laugh.
I think I'd just like jump up and down and laugh.
Yeah. Have you ever,
I'd probably just look in the mirror.
Generally
and be
speaking,
like, this
you shouldn't
is
laugh
gas.
At penises. It'd be...
No, sorry, I know you shouldn't laugh at penises. I would never laugh at somebody else's, but if it was on me, I would have to laugh.
Fair.
It would be gas, like seeing you with a penis.
Yeah. So you just have a bit of a laugh at it.
I think that'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I don't know. It'd be really inappropriate because I'd probably like show everyone and be like, isn't this so funny?
Yeah.
But like...
So many dick pics.
Yeah, sorry,
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's really hard.
Your penis?
I don't know. Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a vagina.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said when I asked this to Dave yesterday, then I said like, I wouldn't enjoy it obviously, but like I think it would be a good exercise in empathy too. Like if you had a vagina for a day to get, to have your period during that day, just to, like understand what it's like.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah,
that'd be really good.
I mean,
yeah, on both sides. Like if we could both. Did you see there was a thing done where guys had to wear like weights around their chest? They were like strapped on and they just like go about their business for the day. And there's another one where they like hook up some machine that gives you like period pains.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really interesting because they're like really dramatic about it and they're all like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm
sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe then we should get like, I don't know, like kneading the balls or something or like.
Yeah. I mean.
So that we could understand.
I think And this sometimes makes women really mad, and I don't mean it to, but I honestly do think, and I think there is actually something scientific to it that I can't quote you now,
okay.
But I honestly do think that I have some version of like like a little man period, like once a month, like emotionally.
Wow, I was like, really need to get that checked out.
Yeah, no blood. But I mean, okay. Just like, I honestly, God, like, and I think it's like more actually like once every 6 weeks or something, but like just, I think it would make sense that like something like going on like hormonally or something, and I'm just a bit sad, and I'm not in no way comparing it, but like I'm like I can like find myself being snappy and stuff, and I'm not normally like that. I'm like, oh, there's something going on, or like if I'm watching like some stupid film, I'll find myself crying, and I'm like, that I wouldn't normally cry at that, like, and I can be a bit of a crier, but I'm like, I wouldn't actually cry at that. There's something going on.
Yeah,
like for 2 days.
I
maybe.
Think that's okay. I would, if anybody said to you that's offensive, I would like really think that's silly to be offended, because every human being has hormones.
Yeah.
So like, of course it fluctuates. So like, of course sometimes you're going to feel hormonal. That's completely okay.
Thank you for
like, yeah, completely. I mean, again, not scientifically, apparently there's something that's like the emotions that a man goes through in, I think it's a month, a mm-hmm. woman goes through in like a day or something crazy, like the fluctuations.
Really?
Yeah, but again, that's completely generalizing. So that's not every
yeah.
man or every
no,
woman.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, I think like there could be men that could be even maybe more hormonal than women
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Or else it reacts different ways with people.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine.
Hey, thank you for making me feel better about that. All right, let's see number 46. No.
Don't have that one either.
Nothing. Wow, you started so strong.
I know.
All right, this has come up as well. Okay, so who, it's a two-part question. Who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh, okay, it's a two-part question. Who is my celebrity crush? Who is my celebrity crush? I have so many of them. The first thing that comes to mind is Marina Abramovic.
Okay. And if Marina Abramovic told you that she had a foot fetish, how would you react?
I would ask her what she means by that.
I think
you're gonna have to answer for Marina.
I think if I know Maria the way I do, I think she'd want you to have a bit of a chew around her big toe. Bit of it, and like not like, ooh. I think most people would be a bit of a suck, but like knowing Marina how I do, I think she'd want a bit of a bit toothy, tongue and tooth.
Okay.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth and the lips.
No, I don't fancy her that much. I just admire her. I wouldn't, I don't think I'd do it.
You wouldn't do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'd probably just be like, okay, like, I'd be like, is this just for your own practice or is this part of something you're doing? Because she's this,
yeah,
you know her, she's this
yeah,
like
yeah.
really cool performance artist. She's
yeah.
like.
And if she said it was part of a performance, would that make you more inclined?
Yeah,
less?
But I would want to know why and what it was going to be with the performance. But I'd probably do it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't really mind feet. You know, there's some people
I don't mind
like,
feet
I
either.
Feet.
I don't mind feet either.
I don't mind them at all.
I wouldn't seek one out, but like if I.
No, neither. I don't have a foot fetish
yeah.
like Marina. But
yeah.
But yeah, I like. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get
I like licking toes.
Yeah, that's what this episode's called. Okay.
No, I just don't mind them.
And number 49. I feel like you don't have it. Am I right?
You're dead right.
Okay, number 49. Have you ever stolen anything? And if so, what was it?
Yes. I stole... I've probably like harmlessly stole lots of things from people. I steal my sister's clothes all the time and my mother's clothes. But I remember when I was really, really young.
It's kind of cool that you steal mom's clothes, by the way.
Oh, she's so fashionable. Like,
really?
She's so much cooler than me, yeah.
I steal my mom's clothes. So,
oh,
what?
That's okay. You do your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wear my dad's pajamas all the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That'd be weird.
It would be a bit weird.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird. Pajamas are a bit intimate.
Yeah.
This is going down a weird little path here.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah.
No, I remember when I was really young and we were in a shop in Gorey, actually, in Wexford.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a shop and I had a lip balm in my hand and I left the shop with the lip balm and was like nearly home in the car, which is like a good long hour drive, like a good drive.
Yeah.
And I realised I had the lip balm and I got so upset.
Did you?
And I was like, no. Yeah. And so my mother, as far as I remember, I think she drove me back to the shop to give back to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So that was like, it was so traumatizing that I think it bed into me like never steal things again.
That's
like,
incredible.
It was just, yeah, it wasn't fun.
Wow. Fair play to your mom.
I felt like I was like, I really, really felt like I was a criminal.
And how did the
like,
shop
I probably
react?
Did way worse than when I was a teenager, but like that was just something that I was like, oh.
And were the shop like, they must have been so
grateful.
Yeah,
I was so young. I think they just kind of laughed and they were like, oh, that's gas. Yeah, I don't think we were that long. It was we were probably not even far.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember, but I just remember it being really traumatizing.
Oh, that's kind of nice. All right, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, number four. No.
If I cross out a two, is it a
four? Yeah. What would 7-year-old you think of you now?
Oh, that's a lovely question. I don't know. Wow, I don't know.
What were you like as a 7-year-old, do you think?
Oh, again, I was in my bold stage. Like, I had my bold stage early and then I kind of like grew up and stuff. But when I was 7, there's a picture of me with my finger up to the camera because my brothers used to like teach me really bold things. I used to like chase people in supermarkets and like if they were, I remember once it happened that this woman was like, now be good for your mother or something. And I was like, let me out. And I chased her down the aisle and was like, you can't say that to me, I'm only a little girl.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I was this little entitled shithead, but I hope I've grown out of that now.
Yeah.
So I think, no, to be honest, I think my 7-year-old self would like be so happy that I stayed in this, that I'm in this career path.
Yeah.
Because when I was really young, I used to do like drama classes. I think it was a way of like babysitting, basically. My mum would send me and my sister in while the boys were probably doing something else. So I used to, like when I was younger, pretend that I actually, at the time, don't think I did like the drama classes. I liked the dance, but I used to kind of pretend I didn't like any of it and wasn't interested. But I in the back of my head, was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I think my 7-year-old self would be like, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
But my 7-year-old self would probably be like, why aren't you in the West End? Why aren't you on Broadway?
Yeah, totally. Why aren't
Yeah, exactly. So talk to me about that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Number 10.
I have 10.
You got one. All right. Yes. Hey, you're in with a chance. You're
okay.
Doing,
how many
right.
more? Am I in with a chance?
Yeah, you've got like 20 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Okay.
I think you, it would, it, like every one you take out, the chances get better. You know what I mean?
Okay. Brill.
What was the last thing you ate?
Pancakes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I started to think. Yeah, I ate them this morning. I ate like ages ago. Yeah, I had pancakes with berries on them.
Nice.
And banana.
Nice.
And honey. It was really good.
Did you buy them or did you eat them at home?
No, I made them at home.
Nice.
Because I was like, I had a really busy day today, so I was like, I need a good breakfast.
Solid breakfast.
And then I had a coffee after that. It was really nice.
Nice. What time did you wake up today?
Half 7.
Half 7. Mm-hmm. Are you an early riser normally?
No, not really. Well, that depends.
Yeah.
Because now it's restaurant work. A lot of the time I work late and then I get up early.
Yeah.
I mean, get up late. But no, generally, I mean, it just depends on what I'm doing that month. Like when I was in my last job, I was up like a lot of mornings at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I even at one point for a short time was living out in Sandy Cove and the commute was so long that I was getting up at 4:30 some mornings. Wow. So really depends. My sleep patterns all over the place.
Yeah.
No. Are you an early riser?
Yeah, I would try to be, yes.
Yeah? You seem like one. You're like...
Yeah, I try to be. Try sprightly. To be up. I've been trying to like... I try to like run or go to the gym. But I've been trying to find out the perfect way to like do it because I have a feeling that I work better if I get up and like... if I get up and write first thing and then go to the gym after when my brain's a bit tired. Because I try and do that every day. That's like my thing.
Okay,
that I try
cool.
to do. So, but I and lately I've been... like exercising first and writing. But I was like you. I just like finished a job. It depends on what you're working on. But right now, like I'm not like working in acting and I'm not working in day jobs. So I'm just like free.
Okay, cool.
So, but I've been doing this and so.
Then like, you really need to get up early, don't you?
You need to keep that structure.
Yeah.
You need to keep that structure.
I do. You definitely are more productive when you get up early. Like I try to because. Yeah, you just get so much more done.
Yeah, and I like it. It feels good.
You do. You feel so much better, don't you?
You do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, I like you. You're sneaking in some questions on me, regardless of.
I know.
Yeah,
tactics.
Did that one come out? No, that was 10. That was already it. Okay. Number 23.
22.
Oh.
Should have gone with my own age.
Yeah, we should have gone with your age. Yeah. Okay. Number 23. Did you get cast in parts in your school plays?
Yes.
What was your first part?
My first part was Angel Gabriel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you kill it?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Best work to date. Yeah. Actually, probably was.
In the
like, you know, when you're a kid and you're just like, yep, got this. Yeah, I was dressed up in a sheet Nice. And a halo. And I'd stand up on a chair and I had a really like high pitched, like little annoying voice. And I'd be like, "Do not be afraid. You will have a baby and you will call him Jesus."
Is that actually what you said?
That's what I said. That's all, that was all my lines.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember well.
Did you practice loads?
Yeah, I was like, I was on it. And then I remember I wanted to say reading in my communion. I'm no longer practicing, but at the time I was communed.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I remember like we had to audition to say the readings and I was like, yeah, this is my thing. I'm going to get this. And I didn't get it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. That was probably my biggest disappointment today.
So in career?
Yeah.
Well, you've done all right.
Biggest career disappointment.
Fair play for overcoming it.
Thank you.
It's all about like
stamina. Yeah, it ate me up. Like it was the reason I misbehaved in school. So I...
Hey, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think Kanye said that.
Yeah.
All right. Number 25.
Ah, don't have that.
Okay, number 25. What is the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, God. I've been really lucky with dates.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you go on a lot, like, are you like a dater?
No. No, I'm not. Sorry, that was like, I'm in a relationship. No, not at the minute. No, I'm actually, sorry, with the real answer to that is I'm the most unsmooth person in the whole world when it comes to that kind of stuff. So thankfully, I don't have to do it at the moment. But yeah, like when I was younger, I was one of those people who never, ever, ever went on dates, like ever. And then I got older.
Secondary school age?
Yeah. You know, those people that were like in your year and they were like meeting people, going to the cinema. And I was like, oh my God, what are you?
People
you're
from
amazing.
Like other schools. I'm like, how did you know them?
Yeah, I was like, you are like, whoa, you're crazy. I couldn't do that. And then when I got a bit older, I was like, you kind of have to, you're an adult now. And yeah, I've been pretty lucky. Like any date I've been on, it's usually just ended up mostly as like meeting a really nice person, having great chats.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's grand. Mm-hmm. Not as scary as my teenage self thought.
Yeah.
They
are kind of scary. I'm not a big dater either, but like I'd still get nervous.
Yeah.
I find it scary.
It is scary. Yeah, I get super nervous before and then afterwards you're kind of like, oh, this is okay.
It's okay. No one is grand. Yeah. Once they're, and it depends like on how you know them or if you know them or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think if I have like a funny story. I really don't think I have a funny date story.
That's okay. You don't have to have one.
I don't.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to get on that.
Yeah.
I need to get a really shit date story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got stopped outside by a man who, if you went on a date with him, he got a...
Yeah.
That was a little date.
True.
It just ended up with you giving him money.
Yeah, true. That was a nice little date.
And me.
Yeah, we both gave him...
You gave him more, though. You definitely gave him more. I only had a euro, in my defense. I also had coppers, but I didn't want to, like, insult him by giving him coppers.
I know. I was super flustered and had a million things. Yeah. We'll just defend ourselves on this. No, I swear. Usually I'd give 500 euro, but...
Yeah.
No way. I don't have money at the moment.
Okay, number 60.
I don't
have that. Okay. Nope. How many points did you get in your leaving cert? It's a bit of a personal question, Tom. Jesus.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny question because I counted my points and my mother was like, no, there's a mistake there. I was like, thank
you. Is it too high or too low?
Too high. I got 520, but
that's great.
I wasn't expecting to get that at all. Mm. But as I mentioned earlier on, was really lucky with my subjects. Like I loved art. So I used to just like, I had a really cool art teacher who would just kind of leave us in the art room with all these materials and be like, play, and taught us like so well. So I think our whole class did well. That really saved me. Like that brought up the points. So yeah. But like, I remember my mum on the phone afterwards to people going, I know she passed the maths. I know, we can't believe it.
Pass maths.
No, I did.
Did you stick with honours?
Stick with honours.
So you're the first year of project.
I was just about to say, I was the year that came in. Yeah, so I was like, that was extra 25 points. Yeah. And you know, were you the same?
Yeah. Same, I think
so I was like...
Do you graduate in 2012? From
yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. So they were like, everyone was saying that they're going to pass more people because they have to make it look like the system's working.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah.
And I didn't love math. So like, but yeah, I didn't realise that my parents had that little faith in me that they thought I was going to fail my leaving cert.
Yeah.
Every single person that she spoke to, I know. No, she did. She did pass it in the end. I was
hilarious.
Like,
yeah.
You never told me this.
And then straight into the gate school from there.
Yeah.
Never did normal college.
Never did normal college. Yeah. No.
And you didn't even need, so you've never used all your points.
No.
It's great.
They're such, oh, That's a weird.
You system. Should be able to like swap them for money or something if you're not going to use.
I know.
Like, sell them.
Yeah, I'd take that for sure.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
No, yeah, it's just such a crazy system.
Like, yeah, that's great though. Well done. You're a little smarty.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, as I say, it was off like. Yeah, it was just a bit of a fluke.
And was there ever another universe where you didn't go Gaiety School and you went to, or not even Gaiety School, but you didn't go and study acting and you went and did like art or something like that?
Yeah, there was loads of parallel universes there. Yeah. Like loads. Right. I at one stage, I wanted to do fine art for ages. I have a brother who did fine art. So I kind of knew what I was getting myself in for, but I still wanted to do that. I wanted to go to NCAD just because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I think more than that.
Sounds then, cool. Like,
yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, and they're all just so slick and everyone just like does what they want.
Yeah.
and then I also really wanted to do herbal medicine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was kind of what I really wanted to do when I left school.
Yeah.
I just ended up here in this.
Yeah, in this studio with me on no. Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
All right, number 51.
No, I have 15.
Close.
Number
yeah.
Dyslexia.
Reverse that. What was the last thing you did for the first time?
The last thing I did for the first time.
It's a tough question.
Oh, yeah, yeah, help me out here. Like, give me some suggestions.
there's a cop-out answer.
Okay, what's the cop-out answer?
This podcast.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, don't.
What did I do recently for the first time?
Did you try new food? Try new sport?
How recent is it? Is it really recent?
Whatever you want. No, if there's something that comes to mind, just maybe it's a bad question. Maybe I should get rid of it.
No, it's not a bad question. I just feel like I'm like, you know, when you're like, oh my God, no, this is everything.
Yeah.
I can't think. I played badminton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Badminton. So that's a real school PE sport.
I never did that in
really?
School. No.
It was actually
not recently, like at all. It's just the first thing that comes to mind
because
you said sport. My brother and his wife play over in London.
Oh, wow.
There's like a court in Brixton.
Yeah.
And last time we were over there, we had like an absolute tournament. And it's the best sport ever. I think I'm going to take it up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sport.
Yeah, it's great. It's great fun. I didn't know it was so fun. It's good really fun for athletically challenged people.
Yeah.
Because I'm that person who was like kind of dancing on the hockey pitch and everyone was like, oh my God, just like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so for me, it's kind of like light and airy and like you feel like you're really good at it even though I'm really bad at sport.
Yeah. It's like tennis for slow people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, it just gives you that those few
the
extra
ball,
moments.
It's like playing tennis where the ball can bounce like twice before you have to hit it.
Yeah,
back.
And it just gives you like that little moment you need to like connect brain
do
with body
dance,
and just be like, oh yeah, now there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, you see, we rescued that question.
Just about. Like.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna leave here now and remember something I did.
Yeah.
That's really interesting and would have made me sound much more interesting than I am.
Yeah. Well. Hey.
Well, listen.
You said earlier about the 27 Club, number 27.
Ooh.
Question number 27 is.
We're all gonna die now.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, been in loads of fights. No. No. What kind of?
I think when I was composing these questions, I was thinking physical fight.
Okay, physical fight.
Yeah. We've all been in like disputes.
Have I been in a physical fight? Yeah, I feel like, oh yes. Oh my God, yeah, I have. I've actually been in a fight with my friend Danielle. We used to find it so, this is really bad. I have two funny fight stories. So a friend of mine, Danielle, we used to find it really, really funny. I don't know why, really weird to like get into physical fights. We'd be laughing during it. So it was never really harmful. But I remember once we were waiting for the bus in Irish College and it got like, we thought it was gas, but we were just, I don't know, I can't remember what the exact joke was, but like one of us pushed the other one into a ditch or something. And it got really messy. I think we stopped doing it then because it was like, ooh, that just crossed the line. And the other one was again a mess fight with a friend of mine on a beach in Croatia one morning. And I think we were just doing it to shock our friends.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, that's not. I thought you were gonna like have some story of like hair pulling out and coppers or something.
Oh right, no. My most embarrassing copper story. I've actually only been to coppers I think once. Mm. I'm kind of allergic to those places. I'm really bad at nightclubs. I don't really do them, but I did when I was a teenager, and I remember I was wearing heels that were way too big for me that I could never walk in now, and I fell from the top step in Coppers to the bottom on the way in. Do you know there's that little like way in? Fell from the top step to the very bottom. And I had the worst bruising on my legs for a week.
Like, did you just fall or were you drunk?
Oh, I was drunk and I felt like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really bad. Really bad fall.
Yeah. That was Coppers. I'm not into it either.
Yeah, it was. I really did Coppers like classily. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like I lived up to it.
Yeah, you went out with a bang.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's see. Number 18.
Ah, no.
Ah, okay.
Wait.
Yeah. Number 18. Who was your scariest teacher in school?
My scariest teacher might have been Miss Moore. I loved her though. I had this thing where I loved teachers that were, she was like, shut up, like she would just be like so to the point and just like she'd just scream if she wanted to or she'd be like get up here right now and you'd just like do something on the board. So she was really really scary and everyone in her class was just like on high alert. It was just, but she was also one of my favourites because I was kind of like she's really brilliant. No, the teachers that I found actually scary to the soul were the ones that were kind of like, oh, that's no problem, just give me your homework journal or just go straight to the principal, you know, that kind of stuff. Passive aggressive stuff, can't handle it.
Fair. Number 22.
Yes!
All right.
I do have
So you're currently equaling the most ever gotten.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. You have the potential to make history here, India.
Oh, I'm happy with that. Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Where is the strangest place you've ever woken up?
Ooh. Just generally, or does it have to be like, oh, how did I get here?
Whatever. Whatever you think. I'm not going to...
I'm going to go with...
I'm kind of curious as to your how did you get here one, I'm not going to lie, but...
Oh, right. No, because if it's that, then I'm like, oh, I don't really know.
Okay, no, go with your own.
Okay.
We'll try to get you to four numbers.
Yeah, I think it was probably in a hostel in Prague that was a school. So it's a school during the year and then in the summer it becomes a hostel.
Oh.
And it's kind of a bit like lawless, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was a room, it was this giant room of like, it was like 22 people were staying in it. And they gave you, some people are lucky enough to get beds, but most people aren't. I wasn't, never am in these situations.
Yeah.
So they gave you kind of like, you know, the things that cover like a sun lounger to sleep on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was probably a funny one because I woke up with like the door open to the corridor and like just kind of, there was no kind of time scale. So you wake up and I was like, what exactly is happening? It looks exactly like a school or a convent or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was so deliriously tired, you know, and you wake up and you're like, what is happening? So that kind of was also a bit of a where am I story.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like chalkboards and everything and like little tiny chairs for little people.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. It was cool though. It's nice.
Definitely. Like I just assume something like that's haunted.
I know.
I just would. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Probably is.
Yeah. Let's see what comes next. Number 31.
Do you want that?
31. What is your relationship, if any, to the gym?
None.
Don't like it. Did you ever do it?
Yeah, I did. I got a membership 1 year and I would go down and just sit in the sauna for like 3 hours straight. And be like, oh, such a hard workout. Don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't know what to do there.
Yeah.
I just go there and I feel really awkward.
Self-conscious kind of place to be.
I just don't know how to like do it. I don't know what you do with the machine. So I just stand there, go on the treadmill for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm at a complete loss. Yeah. So then I just go to the sauna.
Yeah, fair. You know what to do in the sauna. You know what to do in the sauna. You just sit there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy.
Yeah, I was like, no, what do you do?
Like we can in theory. Yeah, like the backwards push-ups.
Yeah, so. I was like, oh my God, fill me in on that.
Yeah.
And this time.
Number 19. Nope.
Nope.
Nobody 18. Nope. Number 19. How did you find out the truth about Santa?
No, I don't know. I got my dad a book, which was like gas things that dad did, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
And it's like little stories that that kids had written about their dad or drawings, you know, those really cute little like bad drawings.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was like the kind of like Christmas section of the book. And it was like, I found out that Santa wasn't real when my dad dropped toys all over the landing. And I was like, no. Is this real?
Is that it?
Yeah, my mum was like, so what do you think of that? It's like,
That's how she wanted to break it to you.
No, God, no, she's not that sick.
Oh,
we didn't realize that was in the book, and I had like fake bought it for my dad for Father's Day. And then, yeah, and then she saw that and I could just see panic across her face and she was like, and what do you think of that? And I was just like, well, I know now, obviously.
How old were you?
I don't really remember. I'd say I was really young.
Like below 10?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Oh, really?
Oh, easily. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'd say I was like 7.
Oh, God.
I'd say, no, maybe 8. Maybe 8 or 9. That's a funny time in one's life because like I had my first kiss when I was 11. So like...
Like proper kiss?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? So that's like, yeah.
Whoa, that's a question like, on here, but...
It's like in a game of like spin the bottle. Do you know what I mean? We used to do that.
How was it?
So it was gas. It was the same as everyone's first kiss. Like no one knows what they're doing. Everyone's all nervous.
Yeah. Do you know the guy now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Gas. Yeah. Hilarious.
Wow. Yeah. All right, come on. Well, let's try to get you there. We have 1 minute and 38 seconds.
Okay.
The press is on. Okay. Number 26.
Don't have it.
Okay. Number 26. When was the last time you said a prayer?
That depends. I'm not religious. Mm-hmm. So I'd say like a religious prayer, like, oh God, I can't even remember how many years ago. But I am spiritual.
Yes.
So if you call praying like, I don't know, like is meditation prayer?
I think it could be.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Yeah. So then probably like a few days ago.
Yeah. Great. All right, come on. Let's
get another question.
Literally 60 seconds. All right, number 42.
I do have that.
You did it.
I shouldn't have talked so much. I would have got you.
Brilliant. 42. If you had to go back in time, would you go back to the ages of 12 to 15 or 15 to 18?
Ages?
Yeah.
12 to 15.
Why?
Ooh, because 15 to, I feel like 15 to 18 is when you're aware of yourself and like 12. Actually, ooh, God, that's really hard. I think I'd still go to 12. Actually, no, I'd actually would go to 15 to 18, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Because when you're 12 to 15, you're very, like, I'm a very independent person. Mm-hmm. Like, since I was born, I struggled with having other people controlling how I live my life.
Yeah.
So 15 to 18, I had a little bit more freedom. And it was kind of that age where you were like, oh, I'm young, I didn't understand. But, like, you could still kind of get away with things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd go to that age.
Yeah.
Because I also started, like, kind of traveling then as well.
Yeah, so nice.
So, yeah, I'd go back to, like, first holidays.
Whoa.
Is that it?
You did it. Yeah. Hey, well done.
Cool.
Boom. So you've got the record. So far we got someone that's gotten 2, 3 and 4.
I've got 4.
I think it is doable to get the 6.
It is. Definitely. If you don't talk as much as me, you'd easily get more questions.
Yeah, but no, I don't want people to rush too because we had like a great chat there. And I like that. You know what I mean? India, thank you so much for coming on and doing it.
Thank you so much,
Tom. It was loads of fun. Yeah, I'll do a little shake hands.
Yeah, kind of so much fun.
Shake hands. That was great. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Thank you.
So guys, that was India Mullen on Personality Bingo with Tom Moore. A massive thank you to India for taking the time to do it. As you heard, I think it was a really awesome episode. And if you enjoyed it, please do let me know on Twitter, Facebook. Give us those 5-star reviews. Hit subscribe, comment, rate. It does mean the world. A load of people did get in touch this week. And I'm just going to mention some first names because it was really kind of overwhelming to see it. We had Rianne, Stacey, Thomas, Teresa, Gavin, Keela, John, Danielle, Nick, Romana, Luke, Nadine and Sean are all names that I scrolled through my Twitter and check just to say a massive thank you guys. It really was awesome to see using that hashtag personality bingo. It was really awesome. Another massive thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for taking us on. That's where you'll find us at headstuff.org. Also a huge thank you to Leah Moore and Anthony Manley who did our deadly theme music, which has got some awesome compliments. Also a massive thank you to Connor Nolan for our beautiful artwork. As always, the podcast is produced, edited and mixed by the wonderful Taz, whose podcast I love to recommend, The Moments Podcast. That's how I met Taz and it's really awesome. You should check that out too, but only after you check ours out first. Isn't that right, Taz? And also please follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook and spread the word to your friends and family. The podcast available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher and wherever you get your podcast. And yeah, just to close it off, a massive thank you to India and an even bigger thank you to you guys for listening. We're doing it for you. I hope you're enjoying it, and if you are, please do let us know. So guys, until next time, where we're going to have Ryan Cullen on the podcast, this has been Personality Bingo with me, Tom Moran.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.